Now that it's fall, birds are passing through Atlanta on their way south for the winter. But a lot of birds will never make it. Hundreds of millions die each year in the United States when they crash into buildings. WABE's Molly Samuel reports on an effort here to slow that trend.
I met Adam Betchwell in Buckhead before dawn to look for birds that had crashed overnight.
This is definitely a Tennessee warbler.
He crouches down next to a tiny yellow and green bird lying dead near an office building.
Was on its way south and did not make it, unfortunately.
Betchwell is the director of conservation for the Atlanta Audubon Society. He's working to record some of the birds that fly into buildings.
These little birds that weigh as much as a couple quarters, they've flown 1,000 miles, these little teeny birds, just to collide with a building.
The Tennessee warbler was likely on its way to Central America until it smacked into Buckhead. Glassy office buildings that reflect trees can confuse birds, and they'll fly right into the windows. Bright lights at night can disorient them too, and they'll circle like moths until they're exhausted.
There's a bird right there.
This little brown one is an oven bird.
That is a stun bird.
It survived its crash, and it's fluttering around on the concrete steps beside a skyscraper. It was on its way from a northern forest, like the Adirondacks. Betchwell thinks it might still make it to Central America.
People know of that one time a bird hit their bay window at their house.
But add up all the homes and the high rises in downtowns and the mirrored glass office buildings in suburbs and
that one or two birds at your house can turn into hundreds of millions of birds annually.
A study from 2014 found that close to 1 billion birds could be killed by buildings every year in the U.S. This is the first year this project is fully up and running here. Atlanta Audubon also surveys around Georgia Tech in downtown, and there are similar programs in other cities.
People are very proud of Atlanta being a city in the forest. This city is going to continue to become more urban, more developed, and we need to be smart about how we're doing that with our native wildlife.
Betchwell says he hopes in the long run he can encourage property owners to do things like turn their lights off at night and make glass more visible with bird-friendly design or even just with stickers in an effort to kill fewer birds as they fly through Atlanta. Molly Samuel, WABE News.